Repentance often unfolds through three connected movements: conviction, confession, and change direction. These movements do not earn God's forgiveness. They describe how the Holy Spirit leads us out of hiding and into the freedom of grace and truth. First comes conviction. Jesus taught in John 16 that the Holy Spirit convicts the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. Healthy conviction is specific. It identifies what needs to change. That action was wrong. That word caused harm. That responsibility belongs to you. Condemnation is different. It attacks the whole person, saying, "You are worthless. You can never change." Conviction draws us toward Christ. Condemnation drives us away from Him. Romans 8. 1 reminds us that there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. God corrects His children to restore them, not to reject them. Next comes confession. 1 John 1, 9 teaches that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us. Confession means agreeing with God about what is true. It does not make excuses, shift blame, or pressure others. Instead of saying, "I'm sorry you were offended," truthful confession says, "I spoke dishonestly. I broke my promise. My actions were wrong and I take responsibility." At the same time, confession does not require accepting responsibility for things that are not yours. Repentance means owning what belongs to you without carrying someone else's guilt. Finally comes change direction. Biblical repentance is more than saying the right words. It produces new habits and new choices over time. If someone has spoken harshly to a spouse, change direction may include learning healthier communication, seeking pastoral guidance, inviting accountability, and practicing patience during conflict. If someone has been dishonest with money, change direction may involve making restitution, accepting financial oversight, and developing trustworthy financial habits. Real repentance includes concrete action. Ask questions like, what needs to stop? What needs to begin? What repair is appropriate? What accountability will help me continue growing? Even sincere repentance does not guarantee immediate trust or reconciliation. The person who was harmed may need time, and some consequences may remain. Repentance means telling the truth, making appropriate repair, and trusting God with the outcome instead of trying to control another person's response. The good news is that we do not walk this path alone. The Holy Spirit brings conviction, gives courage to confess, and empowers lasting change. We may stumble as we grow, but repentance is a continual willingness to return to the truth, receive God's correction, and keep walking in a new direction. Consider this question. What specific change in your daily life would demonstrate that your confession is becoming genuine repentance?